Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Isn't it nice to have life stories? I just love it. And I'm sure everybody had experienced God's faithfulness. Am I about to fall down soon? Yeah, I'll be okay. And you know, I just felt this morning I woke up with a word. I prepared a nice sermon, and then often suddenly I get a word from the Lord and everything is out the window. but the word that came to me was, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Desire fulfilled is a tree of life. And I just meditated on that. And I see, you know, like in looking back, we often see God's faithfulness. Like Linda just so beautifully painted a picture of him protecting and being faithful even in times when we have him in our back pocket and we don't really care about him. And looking back, we often see his faithfulness. And that gives us hope. That helps us in those down times when the Ferris wheel is down at the bottom. And we have hope because we have God. And I sense today God wants to restore hope too. Because sometimes it looks like it's gone beyond repair. Life goes on so fast, and sometimes we feel we missed the train. We feel we missed the opportunity. And that's just that word, that the promise that says that God's grace is new every morning. He has a fresh beginning. And that's so amazing, because we all missed opportunities or made wrong choices and totally maybe live with consequences of things we've done. But his grace, he gives you a new beginning. And I just really want you to cling on to that. Let go of every other thing, whatever you're holding on to. And just believe today is a new day. And he has a fresh start for you. He has a fresh beginning. And just cling to hope. You know, hope deferred means, it doesn't mean that something didn't happen the way you expected it. Hope deferred means when things don't happen the way you expected and you stop hoping. Because even if things go totally bad and things turn out totally different than you want it to be, you can still have hope. You can still connect to God and there is a new plan. Even if you messed up plan A, plan B can be better than plan A. That's the God we serve. And so we want to believe him for a new beginning, a new day. And so if you have your Bible, you could turn to Ephesians 1. And I chose the Good News Bible. Yesterday when I prepared, I had a whole bunch of Bibles because I appreciate every translation. It's sometimes confusing, those different translations. They may not all have exactly the same wording, but all of the translators desire to share what God put, the heart of God in those words. And so I got the Good News Bible. It's an easy reading, I feel. So do we have that?
I didn't get it.
So shall we just forget about it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, okay. So I'm going to read it to you. But if you have your Bible, follow it in your translation. And so I'll just start reading, if you mind. So Ephesians 1, verse 1. From Paul, who by God's will is an apostle of Christ Jesus, to God's people in Ephesus who are faithful in their life in union with Christ Jesus. May God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. So to those who are faithful, in another translation it says to the saints. And I like the word saints because in the old traditional church, we kind of in the Catholic church, if somebody did lived long enough and did a lot of miracles or special things and then they died and then they declare him a saint. But the Bible actually is calling each one of you a saint the moment you accept Jesus as your Savior. And that's faithfulness. Faithfulness is to grab the opportunity that God presents, which is accepting Jesus as a payment for our sin. And as soon you grab that, you are faithful. And as long as you hold on to that, you are faithful and you are a saint. So verse 3, let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For in our union with Christ, he has blessed us with by giving us every spiritual blessing in the heavenly world. And so God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing, and that's good to know. No matter what you're facing, no matter where your next decision leads you, no matter how big the obstacles in front of you are, the blessings that are prepared for you are enough. There is, in Isaiah, it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We have eternal salvation already now. Salvation starts already now. No matter what you're facing, you are blessed with every spiritual blessings. So why are those blessings not just manifesting? Why are we still facing obstacles? So we have to position ourselves. And I like the testimony Mark shared last week. Is he put a strong emphasis of being connected. And even in Linda's story too, how she started to change her relationships and be with people that have good things in mind, and how our connectedness is so important. Mark called it being plugged in, being connected to a church. And I just see that for my life is so strong, who you connect with. Because see, God has prepared blessings for you. He has prepared things to do that, like to bring the kingdom of God here on earth. And to fulfill your dreams. He has put dreams in your heart, but you won't be able to fulfill them unless you connect with godly people, unless you plug into a church, a group that is about the kingdom of God. I love being out in the business world and doing stuff and being with people that don't know Jesus, because we can be a light out there. We in our home, we have a lot of people come, travelers, and they stay in our home, they work with us a little bit, they see how we live. I love that. They sometimes bring influence, a spiritual influence into the home that is not good. But we Romy and me, we agree together. But if we wouldn't connect with each other in prayer, and if I wouldn't be connected with brothers and sisters, I would never make it. I would never have been able to move into fulfilled dreams, into having desires fulfilled. See, God wants to give you the desire of your heart, all the desires you have. Some of them may be a little bit perverted, some may be ungodly, but God can show you what really the motivation behind that desire is, and show you that there's something he put in you, and he wants to fulfill that desire. As long as you learn to connect with the body of Christ, and then you call it in. Because, see, your words are powerful. You can call those things in that are not. Like God, he calls the things that are not as though they are. And so as you connect with God, and as you connect with his body, with the body of Christ, nothing is impossible. So verse 4. Even before the world was made, God had already chosen us to be his through our union with Christ, so that we would be holy and without fault before him. So even before the world was made, God already saw you. Because God is outside of time, and he saw you. And he prepared already everything for you, and he chose you. All you did is, at one point in your life, you said, okay, I accept it. See, that's all you have to do. Accept the love that he extends towards you and say, God, I'm here. And position yourself so the blessing of God can start to flow into your life. And that's like Michael last week, he also said how sometimes he doesn't walk the walk, right? And then he comes here and he feels he gets connected, blocked in. And that's exactly what happens now. God is giving us fresh hope. He is connecting us again. And every time on Thursday night, I love the prayer meeting. And we have a few of us come, and sometimes we pray for the town. We pray for issues, for leaders, for people we know. But sometimes we pray for each other. And it brings us into that place where God's desire, where God's destiny in your life can be fulfilled. And so I want to encourage you, get together, pray together and call it in, because he has chosen you before the foundations of the world. You don't have to twist his arm to bless you. You don't have to beg him, oh, please bless me. No, he already blessed you with every spiritual blessing. All you have to do is connect. Connect with Christ, with his body, and with Jesus. Connect. That's all we have to do, because he already did it. He chose you. He blessed you. And now all you have to do is say, I'm ready. I'm willing. Here in verse 4 it says, so that we would be holy and without fault before you, before him. We would be holy and without fault. He's not a fault finder. Of course he knows the things you do wrong. Of course he knows how you so quickly change your mind. You want to do good, but then you do the opposite and, oh God, why did I do that? He knows all that, yes. But he made provision for you so you can always come to him without fault, without condemnation, without feeling inferior, and say, God, I know I failed. Wash me clean, restore me, teach me to walk. Connect again. Verse 5, because of his love, God had already decided that through Jesus Christ, he would make us his sons and daughters. See, we are not his servants. We are his sons and daughters. And we are made in his image. And Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. Go, because all authority, Jesus was given all authority. And because of that, he says, go in all the world and preach this kingdom. Establish the kingdom. But we are without fault because we are carrying his righteousness. No more guilt, no more condemnation. We can daily, his grace is new, a new start, and we dress ourselves in the righteousness of Jesus. And we can go and do what he has called us to do with joy, fulfilling. And he, as we desire to seek his will in our lives, he will give us the desire of our heart. I truly experience that day by day, year by year. As more as I seek his face, as more as I seek to serve him, as more my wildest dreams are fulfilled in every area of my life. It's incredible. It's wonderful. Now let's read on. Because of his love, God had already decided that through Jesus Christ he would make us his sons and daughters. This was his pleasure and purpose. Let us praise God for his glorious grace, for the free gift he gave us in his dear Son. For by the blood of Christ we are set free. That is, our sins are forgiven. How great is the grace of God, which he gave to us in such large measure. In all his wisdom and insight, God did what he had purposed and made known to us the secret plan he had already decided to complete by means of Christ. This plan, which God will complete when the time is right, is to bring all creation together, everything in heaven and on earth, with Christ as head. So God had a plan. He had a plan before sin came into this world, before we were made. He saw it already. He already had a plan to create, to bring order into a family of people with a free will that are choosing to serve him. And yes, the fall came, sin came, everything came, but he had a plan to redeem us and to teach us his love, to show us his goodness. His plan was to bring all things in divine order under the rulership of Christ. So that's his plan, to bring divine order. And that's what we do in our life. As we connect with each other, as we read the Bible and pray daily, we are starting to bring divine order into things that are out of order. My life was out of order in so many areas. And I see he's bringing me from glory to glory. There were years, like, I had God on the shelf in the back pocket as well, where I didn't follow him really with my life. And I maybe went to church, but I kind of did my own things. And then he nudged me and worked on me. And slowly He starts to bring divine order. And they still have a long ways to go. But we go from glory to glory. And he promised to never leave us nor forsake us. And divine order will not come if we keep on doing things the world's way. I just feel that strongly that God is urging us to do things God's way. To live connected. Yes, there is a lot of help out in the world. But where do I run first when I need something? Is it really running to God first, trusting Him for everything? That's what He wants to do in our lives. In verse 11, all things are done according to God's plan and decision, and God chose us to be His own people in union with Christ because of His own purpose. He chose us. Again, it's Him choosing us, calling us. So based on what He had decided from the very beginning, let us then, who were the first to hope in Christ, praise God's glory. And you also, verse 13, became God's people when you heard the true message, the good news that brought you salvation. You believed in Christ, and God put His stamp of ownership on you by giving you the Holy Spirit He had promised. The Spirit is the guarantee that we shall receive what God has promised, His people. And this assures us that God will give complete freedom to those who are His. Let us praise His glory. Everything He promised, He will give you. Just position yourself. And so in closing, I just want to pray and just ask the Lord to maybe show each one of us, if there is an area where you know or where He puts a finger on and He wants you to start moving into a place where you do things the way He wants you to do it. Maybe you've been doing it alone. And then maybe there's an area where you involve God. You prayed, you wrestled, and it seems there's no progress. It seems there's no more hope. You almost gave up hope. And so I want to speak hope into that area. And so, Father God, let's just pray together. Father God, I just thank You for this morning. Thank You for Your love, for Your grace, for Your goodness. And Holy Spirit, I invite You to come and just point out any areas where we've done things our own way, where we just keep on doing it the world's way and don't include You in our life. And just help us to connect in a better way, in a healthier way. Help us to connect with You, but also with Your body, the church. So often we have gone our own way, Father, and just forgive us. I just release forgiveness, Lord. And then, Lord, the areas where we lost hope, where we seem it's impossible to see a breakthrough, I just ask that You would bring courage. I ask that You would bring new hope. I ask that You would breathe on the dreams You have given us. And that we would know how to pursue those dreams, not in human effort, but being connected with You and Your church. I pray this in Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord. Amen.